Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 79, My Recent Arrest. It was a cold, windy late October afternoon when 21 of us met at the small office headquarters of YUCCA, Youth United for Climate Crisis Action. This is a recent initiative coordinated by EarthCare, a local nonprofit that trains young activists in social and environmental justice, focused on growing grassroots leadership and using intergenerational power to create change. The meeting was a briefing on nonviolent resistance in support of the group's demands to the governor. The plan was to have a press conference at the Capitol building with youth as spokespeople, followed by a sit-in by the supporting older adults who would occupy the governor's office until we were arrested. We were given the legal basics we needed to know, then introduced to support staff there to assist us. We then all walked to the Capitol, where the press conference was held in the rotunda, while some of us went up to the fourth floor to view the art in the governor's office. At closing time, we simply sat down and refused to leave, adorned by various protest signs, as the youth stood outside and spoke to the press about this sit-in by elders in support of their demands. The YUCCA platform is simple. First, create a just transition from oil and gas revenues to pay for the research, planning, and implementation necessary to end New Mexico's dependence on fossil fuel revenues, achieve carbon neutrality for our state, and build a sustainable economy that works for all New Mexicans. The Permian Basin in southeastern New Mexico and western Texas has produced more than 33 billion barrels of oil, along with 118 trillion cubic feet of natural gas, accounting for 20% of U.S. crude oil production and bringing millions of royalty dollars into state coffers. Despite the scientific evidence of climate change, this development continues at a startling pace, mostly on BLM federal lands leased to the industry. Second, support comprehensive climate legislation to achieve 100% renewables no later than 2030, with equity, racial, economic, environmental justice, and community solutions at the center. The group also calls for a moratorium on fracking, community solar legislation that expands solar access to low and moderate income residents, and the declaration of a climate emergency. Finally, their platform focuses on developing a just transition so that, quote, we will no longer allow the education, social service, and infrastructure needs of New Mexicans to be held hostage by fossil fuel extraction that threatens our existence, close quote. The officials at the Capitol first asked us to leave, then ultimately called the state police, who were extremely professional. It was interesting to watch them try to get us to leave using various strategies. First, appealing to our common sense of humanity. I'm a vet, and I fought so you folks could have the right to protest. Take off my gun and uniform, and I'm just like you. I believe that climate crisis is real, and I support your efforts, but we need to clear the building. Then, appealing to our compassion. These people who work here have families and want to go home. We're here dealing with you and can't answer more serious calls like domestic violence or DWI. Then, to the effectiveness of our action. No one's here. The governor's traveling. There's another meeting on fracking at another location in town that would forward your cause more. And then finally, the stick. Jail is horrible. You won't like it. And we are going to have to remove you. Once they understood that we would not resist arrest, all five officers visibly relaxed. Then one came up to each of us and asked us to stand. We asked, "Am I being arrested?" And when they responded yes, we cooperated and left the office, not yet knowing if we were headed for jail or not. Once we were all reassembled at the exit to the building, even then, the officer in charge offered to just let us go. Too much paperwork, I imagine. But all 21 of us remained to get cited and then released. I found myself tearing up, realizing how kind these officers had been and what our fate would likely have been if we were in some other country. Gassed, jailed, beaten, who knows? Subsequently, two different visits to magistrate court resulted in a dismissal of charges for each of us, with no fines. Currently, we are on track for 3 degrees Celsius of warming by the end of this century, placing over 1 million species of plants and animals at risk of extinction over the next decades. Hurricanes, wildfires, flooding, and rising sea levels are no longer rare natural disasters, but increasing in frequency and intensity to create a new destructive normal. Changing personal habits is important, but not enough. Reducing my personal carbon footprints gets me imagining myself as Sasquatch Bigfoot man stomping around the forest, trying not to hurt anything. The Swedes have given us a new word, flygskam, or flight shame, to encourage people to stop traveling so much by plane. One of my favorite initiatives is the growing movement to establish legal rights for ecosystems to thrive and regenerate in perpetuity, in order to maintain a livable, just planet for all. Such creativity, the very idea that corporations have rights, so why shouldn't rivers? Rivers are now beginning to sue to protect themselves. Catastrophe can be averted through community, companies, and countries all getting their collective act together and realizing that the time to act is yesterday. Urgency is what is called for, and that is what the Yucca youth are saying. Onward to the next protest until thousands of us are sitting inside the state capitol. Thanks again for listening, and please ask your friends and family to sign up at myheartsongs.org.